In another passage, it describes how Professor Henry or Skipper Henry made assignments, and see if this sounds like what Skipper did. Professor Henry sent his students on regular assignments to the police courts and the state house, to sports events, and on special feature trips to insane asylums and prisons. He did not lecture as lectures went, but made them write reports on the various assignments, and then he chose Friday to pull the stories to pieces, to dissect them, often quite cruelly. Is that what Skipper Coughlin was like?
I think he captures him again very accurately. I do remember the Friday was the dreaded time when he would tear our stories apart. As I say, I do remember in those days we did not have transportation, so our beat had to be around in, within walking distance. No, very few people had cars then. I wish I'd taken more from Skipper, but as I said, I guess that's why I was a little bit afraid of him, and I usually wasn't afraid of anybody, but I did want his approval, and of course he was such a legend, I think that too colored my attitude and my response. I think, have you talked to Roland Geddes?
Yes.
I bet Roland has some wonderful memories.
Yeah,
Skipper looked a lot, he was taller, but he looked a lot like Bob Madry. Both of them were sort of wide and sort of neckless. Mm-hmm. And their demeanor was a good bit alike. They'd sort of peer at you quizzically.